the Public News Service Daily Newscast, June the 23rd, 2023. I'm Mike Clifford. Recent decisions from the Washington State Supreme Court on voting rights could echo in other states in the future. Details now from Eric Tegenoff.
Justices unanimously upheld the constitutionality of the Washington Voting Rights Act in a case in which Latino residents have struggled to gain representation in local politics despite making up a large part of the population. Yuri Rudensky with the Brennan Center for Justice says other states have passed their own voting rights protections and called the Washington Supreme Court's decision to uphold the state law encouraging.
States have an important role to play in ensuring that all voters are treated fairly, that the rules that apply to elections, to representation, don't deny people opportunities based on race.
The case involved a challenge to how Franklin County elects its commissioners, using at-large elections rather than districts.
Now to a story that has captured the attention of many. The Guardian reports that five crew members on board the submersible Titan were probably killed instantly in a catastrophic implosion that, as it descended to the wreck of the Titanic, 2 miles below the surface of the Atlantic Ocean. The Guardian reports the debris is consistent with the catastrophic loss of the pressure chamber. Meantime, child well-being in New York has fluctuated over the last year. That's according to a recent annual report.
The Annie Casey Foundation's Kids Count data book finds New York's child health rank increased, though it lost ground in family and community, as well as child economic well-being. Child advocates feel some newly implemented state initiatives will help bolster some of these rankings. But Dia Bryant with the Education Trust of New York says there are places the state needs to make up lost ground.
One is really solving for sort of our housing crisis that we're experiencing around the state, particularly with lots of newcomers in our state, and ensuring that folks are set up for success in terms of banking and sort of entering our society.
While New York State's education ranking declined slightly, Bryant says the drop in reading and math proficiency shouldn't be happening. But this is part of a national trend. The latest scores from the National Assessment of Educational Progress show reading and math scores declined across the country to levels not seen since the 1970s. Other improvements needing to be made for child well-being include making child care more affordable. Leslie Bossier with the N.E. Casey Foundation finds families across the country need affordable, accessible, and quality child care, but she notes there will be challenges to making this a reality.
Infant care is the most expensive, and it is actually higher than in-state college tuition in 34 states.
For Public News Service, I'm Edwin J. Vieira.
This is Public News Service. When Governor Gretchen Whitmer signed the Crown Act into law this month, she tweeted that she is proud to take action to make Michigan a more equitable and inclusive place. Ramona Hall retired from Michigan Bell, and she's been frustrated that black people, especially women, have had little choice about what they could do with their hair in order to feel accepted on the job.
Because of the fact that we couldn't wear our natural hair, we had to end up getting perms. Perms has messed up our hair. So now, because of that, we're suffering.
In a 2019 study, about 80% of African American women said they felt they needed to change their hairstyle in order to meet more conservative standards at work. And with only a week to go until the next state budget has to be finalized, advocates for colleges and universities in Pennsylvania are hoping for a Senate vote that supports higher education needs. More on that from Danielle Smith.
House Bill 611 made it through the House this month, and it would provide more funding for higher education in 2023 and 2024 than the $60 million that Governor Josh Shapiro proposed. Analysis by the Keystone Research Center suggests a funding boost is needed both for community colleges and four-year state universities. Diana Polson at the center says the state has spent significantly less money on its public college system since the 1980s, slashing funding by 40%.
And this disinvestment particularly hammers rural areas. Most rural Pennsylvanians do not have a community college near them and have to pay twice as much as typical community college tuitions across the country.
Finally, our Mark Moran tells us Governor Greg Gianforte has signed a bill into law aiming at reducing child care costs.
This month, Annie E. Casey Foundation ranked Montana 18th among states for kids' overall health. But the state did not escape the nationwide child care accessibility crisis, care that for many parents is unaffordable. In Montana, a year's child care can cost $8,600, as much as tuition at Montana State University. Representative Alice Buckley, a Democrat from Bozeman, was behind House Bill 648 and says it helps address the issue by increasing the number of families eligible to enroll in state-supported child care programs.
This is the most substantial piece of child care policy that we've ever passed in Montana. In and of itself, that is a huge win in terms of actually investing in child care and taking our child care crisis seriously.
This is Mike Clifford. Thank you for wrapping up your week with Public News Service, member and listener supported. Hear us on interesting radio stations, your favorite podcast platform. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.